Continues the Gemara Daf Nun Tes Omid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Boy mine Reb Ami Ba'ade Harpanya Mirabo. Reb Ami Ba'ade from Harpanya asked Rabbi the following question: Sulo Mikan Upesach Mikan Mahu. If you have a city that on one side the Rishus Rabbim has a regular Pesach, on the other side it's mefulish, but it's not mefulish with a regular Pesach. It's mefulish with a sulam, with a ladder that you have to go down. What's the din? How do you look at this? Do you look at this as an ir shel rabim that has two psochim, so you can't be ma'arev in one shot without leaving out an exclusion, without excluding, without making a shir, like we had in the Gemara before? You have to be maniach a shir because you have a reshus rabim that's ir shel rabim, or no? Because it's enclosed on three sides, and we don't look at the sulam as a pesach, but rather as a mechitza, meaning that it doesn't break open the mechitza, even though it's a ladder, so then it would not be considered that it's an ir shel rabim that you have to leave over your shir. Zok de Gemara Omalei, so he answered him, Hochi Omarav, Sulam teras Pesach olov. Meaning, a Sulam is a regular din Pesach. And if it's a Pesach, so we look at it as an ir shi'esh l'shnei psochim. And if that's the case, then you can't make an erev unless you have an exclusion, unless you make a shir. Unless you leave out that certain amount of batim, 50 batim, or 3 chatzeres with 2 batim each, whatever the prescribed amount is, the machlokes in Tanoim. Zok de Gemara Omle Rav Nachman, Loite tzisulei, do not listen to this psak. Hochi omaravada, omarav, sulam teras pesach olav, and viteras mechitz olav. A sulam, you can pick and choose. Sometimes it has a teras pesach, lekula, and sometimes it has a teras mechitz lekula. And you can utilize the sulam status either as a pesach or as a sulam, the way you want to prescribe it, the way what's necessary, what's needed for you. And over here, if you want to make it that it should be considered a mechitza, it can be a teres mechitza. Zok demora, teres mechitza olav, how could amoron? Meaning, if you have an ear that is a pesach on one side and a sulam on the other side, we don't consider the sulam a pesach, and memela, you would not have to have a shiur, you don't have to exclude anyone. And teres pesach olav, it also has a teres pesach, besulam shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have 2 chatzeres, and they have a sulam in between them, so if you want to make an erev chatzeres amongst these 2 chatzeres, so you consider this a Pesach. Rotzu echot ma'arev, rotzu shnai ma'arvin. If you want to consider this one chatzer, even though it's 2 chatzeres, then you want to consider this a Pesach. And then they can be ma'arev all together as one. Rotzu shnai ma'arvin, if you want to look at it as a mechitza, not as an opening, so that each chotzer is on their own, so then they don't have to be ma'arv to make an erev chotzeres amongst one another. Each chotzer individually makes their own erev chotzeres. So it's a teres pesach and teres mechitza lekula, how you want to treat it. If you want to make the 2 chotzeres into one, to be able to carry from one to another, then you look at the sulam as a pesach, because it has to be accessible one to another. If you want to have 2 chotzeres to make one erev chotzeres amongst them, they have to be accessible to one another. So the sulam as a teres pesach to be considered accessible one to another. At the same time, that if they don't want to be ma'arif together, they don't have to, and it can be considered, we look upon them as separate chatzeres, it's a mechitza between them. And likewise, when you have a reshus rabim that is a pesach on one side going through a city, and the other side is a sulam, we look at it as a mechitza and not as a pesach mefulish from both sides. So memele would not need to have a shiur, you would not need to exclude anyone when you make an erev chatzeres in the city. Did Rav Nachman say that the sulam has sayedin mechitz and sayedin pesach lekula? That it be considered a mechitz lekula? Rav Nachman anche chotzer anche mepeset. If you have a chotzer that has a first floor and a mepeset, a second floor, the people that live on the second floor, the only way that it's accessible for them to get down to the lower floor is with a ladder. Now this ladder goes down into the chotzer. Continues the Gemara, Daf Samech Omer Aleph, Sheshochu v'lo irvu, they forgot to make an Erev. The people living on the second floor, the Dayore Aliyah, with the Dayore Chotze, did not make an Erev amongst one another. Just rather the people on the Chotze made their own Erev Chatzeres, and the Aliyah their own Erev Chatzeres. So, im yesh lefon, in Alamaisa, there's a ladder in between them, which makes them as if there's a Pesach in between them, accessible to one or another. And if they're accessible, they have to have one common Erev Chatzeres for both of them. So the Gemara says, Im yesh lefoneo daka arbo, if in front of this ladder you have a little gate, different ways in showing them how to understand it, either there's an elevated area that's 3-4 tvachim off the ground, or 10 tvachim, or a shar, or some type of enclosure. But the point is, it's not accessible. This ladder in front of the ladder has this dak in front of it. That's arbo. It's 4 tvachim off the ground. So in Mela, it's not accessible from the lower floor to the top floor because there's this dak in between before you get into the ladder. So enoy seres. Then the mepeset does not aser the people in the chotzer from carrying in the chotzer because they're clearly defining themselves that we're separated from one another. I am not letting you come up to me. You're not coming to my rishos because there's a dak in between us. Ve'im lav. But if they do not have this dak on the bottom of the ladder, then oiseres. Then the mepesed asers the dayori of the chotzer to carry without making an erev with together with the anshe aliyah. So we see, even though you have a sulam, there's a sulam between them, the sulam is not treated automatically lekula as a mechitza. Because if the sulam is a mechitza, then even without a daka, it should not be aser one on another because you have a mechitza between them. So we see clearly that the sulam is a pesach and not automatically lekula could be a mechitza too if you want to choose it to be a mechitza. We see only with a daka it's considered that they don't ask one another. Mas without that, they would ask one another. Why would they ask if the sulam can always be treated lekula as a mechitza, then it's a mechitza between them. And for the Gemara, Hochmais Kinon, we're talking about a specific type of mepesed. B'deloy gvoya mepesed asoga. Since the mepesed is not elevated more than 10 tvachim off the ground, it's less than 10 tvachim. So Mamela, it's automatically part and parcel of the chotzer. We don't look at them as two separate areas. So even if you have a sulam which is treated as a mechitza, but since it's not elevated 10 off the ground, it's together with the anshe chotzer, unless you have a daka, and the daka makes it as a clear separation. That's good for the kasha. If it's daka not 10 tall, so kikov daka may have a, what does the daka play a role? At the end of the day, why should a daka separate it? It's only 10, less than 10 off the ground. And for the Gemara, we're talking about the mepesed is enclosed with mechitzas. B'megufefes ad esa amos. It's enclosed. It has walls on the mepesed, even though it's not 10 off the ground, but it's walls going on this mepesed, on the second floor elevation. The second floor mepesed has walls, but it's open. Megufefes ad esa amos. So anything that's less than 10 amos is considered not a pirza. It's a pesach. So it's true. It's only 10 off the ground. But on the other hand, there's a pesach. This Pesach is enclosed. It's not a pirza because it's enclosed Megufefes. It's only open to 10 Amis. So being that it's open to 10 Amis, so how do we look at this area, Klape vis-a-vis, the lower area? The Chevon, Sok the Gemara, the Chevon, the Ovid Daka, is to look at Yistalka Lemehocha. So the Daka is misalik me from this area. If it would have been way above the ground, then automatically the sulam can be treated as a mechitza. But since it's within 10, so if the sulam is not going to make it a mechitza, it's one area. But since it's megufefes and it has walls, but it's considered a pesach because it's less than 10, so betzirif that you have a daka, that's mesalik yumehocha, and that separates the two areas, and that's why it's a giludas, they don't want to be one, so that's why they don't ask one another as long as there's a daka in front of them. Now the Rishonim Bavarna over here, the Ritva and others, that we had a machlokes before in the Gemara, Rebbe Kiva and the Chachomim. If you have a chotze pnimi and a chotze chitzoina, so a chachom hold regal amuteras bimkoima, eino iseres shalom bimkoima. The chotze apnimis is ma'arav on its own, doesn't ask on the chotze chitzoina. Rebbe Kiva holds it does. So according to Chachomim, the regal amuteras bimkoima, the chotze apnimis doesn't ask on the bnei chitzoina to have their own erev. So just like over there it doesn't aser, so why over here do we say that the mirpeset should aser without a daka the bnei chotze? Regular materials b'mkoyma, eno esel shalom b'mkoyma. On that ritva is mechalik and it differentiates is a fundamental difference. By the case of two chatzeres, a pnime and a chitzoyna, over there, there's a schusish tamshus of the pnimis to use the chitzoyna only for drisas regal. Because they have their own chotzer. They don't need the shtamshes of the chotzer. They have their own chotzer pnimis. Now you want to go through to get out to the shus rabbim, you have a drisas regal in the chitzoyna. But the shtamshes of the chotzer, I don't need the chitzoyna for that. So that's why regal umutel bim koima, ain't no serish lo bim koima. Mash enkein, the mepeset doesn't have any shtamshes of their own chotzer. They don't have a chotzer. So therefore the Mepeset is automatically meshech shayach to the bottom level because they don't have their own chotzer. And that's why we don't say regular mutels mikoyme, eino seresh lo mikoyme. Without a daka, then they automatically are connected. That's how the Ritva explains why it's different than the sugi before by the Chotze Pnimis and the Chotze Chitzayna. He brings another pshat and he says the Gemara over here is going to Rabbi Kiva Fakert. Rabbi Kiva says, Regla Mutels Bim Koima. So that's why Taketz Oiseres. So just like two Chotzeres, Pnimim and Chitzayna, they ask one another. So we're also without the Daka, the Mepeset and the Chotze, they ask one another. Zog the Gemara weiter om Rabbi Yudom HaShmuel. Koisel Sheritzboi Besulomois. If you have a koisel between two chateres, and you walled, you lined the whole wall with ladders going across up the koisel, straight across. So you have not one ladder, not two ladders, a line of ladders, afilu b'yesem a'esa, even if they're lined up next to one another, more than 10 amas. Now 10 amas we know is a pirtza. So if a sulam is a pesach, then l'chayr should be a pirtza, because a sulam is a pesach, this should be a pirtza between this chot, the two chatzeres, even though there's a koisel. Because the koisel has ladders on both sides of the chotzer, that you can enter from one chotzer to the other, and likewise on the other side of the chotzer, the other side of the wall, there's ladders going up, and they're lined up 10 ladders, each one an amas. So you have more than 10 amas. So mainly you have a pirtza l'chayr, a pirtza of a pesach. So still we say a major chiddush over here that a ladder has a teres mechitza olav. We said before that a sulam has a teres pesach and teres mechitza and can go l'kula. So look over here, it's a pirtza. So it should be considered one chotza and there should be ma'arav one with another and one should ask on the other. Zok di gemara, om ravidu mashmul, koysa sheritzba besulamois, afilu b'yesem e'esa, Toiras mechitza olav. It still remains a shtem of mechitza, and it's considered two separate chatzeres. Even though you can look at it as nifrats b'miluyoy, a pesach of yosem esa. Because since lemaisa toiras mechitza olav, ladder asulam as a din mechitza, so memela you can look at it that it can be ma'arev separately, and they don't have to be together. Now, obviously, if they want to be ma'arev together as one, they can also do that. Because sulam teres pesach olav teres mechitz olav. But it can even be a mechitzi, even though it's gitzba b'sulamos ad eser amos. Frag the Gemara Romile, Rav Brune, Rav Yehuda, b'matzalto, devei Rav Chanina. Rav Brune asked Rav Yehuda at the Aleph Press of Rav Chanina. Mi'oma Shmuel teres mechitza olav. Did Shmuel say the din of a sulam is a lekula can be called a mechitza? But Omar, we're saying now, Omar Avidu Mashmuel koisa sheritzba b'sulamos is a teres mechitza. In fact, the more Shmuel alin is a stira. But Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel anshe mepeset v'anshe chotze sheshochu v'loiv. The same case like we said before. You have this mepeset, this balcony that was not ma'arav with the chotze that's below. Im yesh lefoneo daka, only if the sulam in front of it has a daka, has this pesach, this separation that's elevated for tvachim. Dakar abo, then ain't oiseres, then there's separate entities. Vim lav oiseres. So we see clearly that a sulam is considered a pesach without a daka, lahachmir. And we don't say that it's a mechitza lekula. So the mother, the same tarets before. Hocham ha'iskinut le'gavayam mepesach sora, the mepeset is not elevated 10 tvachim off the ground, so you can't look at it as a separate entity. Frag the gemara, vi'i le'gavayam mepesach sora, so if it's not 10 elevated, ki ovi daka may have it, what is the daka going to play a role over here? Why should the daka make a difference? And for the gemara, b'megufefes ad eser amos, we're talking about the mepeset is surrounded by mechitzas, it's walled, it's an enclosed mepeset, but it's open until 10 amos. So until 10 amos, it's not called a pirtz, it's called a pesach. And now, even though it's less than 10 off the ground, and it's open, a sheer pesach, not pirtza, but chevin the ovedaka is the luki istalki mehocha. When there's a daka in front of the sulam, so it's separate, and the daka plays a role, and it makes a difference that can, now the mepeset is considered separate from the chotzer. Zog the gemara the following maisa. Hane b'nei Kakunoi. There were a story with the people in the city of Kakunoi. The also came to Rabbi Yosef. They came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Omrulei. They asked him as follows: Havlon gavur de la arvlon moson. Send us an expert in Erevin to make be ma'arav our city. It was an irshel rabim, and you're not allowed to be ma'arav unless you have a shear. So send us someone that knows what he's doing to be ma'arav with a shear. Omalei labayis. Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, zil arav luhu. You go and be ma'arav the city. But make sure, don't cause a ruckus, don't do something that you'll cause a tumult, that there'll be tzavchas alebe beis medesha, there'll be a whole complaint in the beis medesh after you come back, because you did it wrong. So do it right. He saw the city, at the end of the city there were homes that were facing the river. Now those homes did not have openings, the doors did not open up to the rest of the city. They faced the other direction, towards the river. The end of the city was a river. Those homes were facing Bayview. They were facing towards the lake, towards the water. So their doors did not open to the rest of the city's direction, but rather to the river, the other direction. So they were separate, so he used them as a shear. Omar, Hanelav Ishir Lamoso. Let these homes be a shear to be ma'arav the ear. Like this, the Bnei ear can be ma'arav with a shear, and this will be the exclusion, these homes that are facing the other direction. Hodar Omar, said, and Abaye said to himself, maybe I'm leaving them out incorrectly. Ein ma'arav in eskulatanan. It says in the Mishnah that you have an ear that's an ear shel rabim, so you're not ma'arav the whole city. That means you're able to be ma'arav the whole city. Some homes be'etzim could be part of the Erev, and you exclude them, you leave them out. These homes that are safe, that are facing the water, were never able to be part of the city because they're not facing the city bichlal. So maybe that's not called a shear. A shear, an exclusion, has to be someone that's part of the city that you're leaving out, but they're maybe never part of the city in the first place. Zok Gemara, you make the diuk that michlal di boy la'av and motzi ma'arav, that if you wouldn't have excluded them, they would have been part of the Erev. Well, maybe they can't be part of the Erev because they're facing the wrong direction. Their doors don't face the city. Their doors face only the water. So Abaye said, Eloi avad likaveh. Let me do a little construction in those homes. Let me knock down some walls in the back of their homes and make a window. So like this, they're able to connect with the rest of the city because they have a window now facing to the city and not just the door facing to the water the other direction. They can be ma'arav der chalonis. So let me do construction and build windows in those homes. Then Abaye said, Hoda Omar, maybe I shouldn't just knock down walls for no reason. Hoda Omar loy boy. Maybe I don't need to do this. Why? Rabbi Baravua ma'arav le'lekul mechoyza. Rabbi Baravua made an erev in the city of mechoyza. Al-saisa. Now, even though every street, so to speak, was a different neighborhood, he made Erevs every neighborhood on its own. And he didn't make the whole city together as one Erev. Why did he separate each neighborhood, each row of homes, so to speak? Mishum peira de veitoira. Since between each row of homes, every block, there was a ditch in between them that they used to plant seeds and plant morim. So since it wasn't really accessible, so they were separate entities. So maybe you couldn't make an Erev together as one city because they're not accessible one to another. And yet, when he was ma'arav this whole block, this whole row of homes, it was considered a shear. What was the shear? What was the exclusion of that whole area? The next road, the next block, even though they were not accessible. So we see even something that's not accessible can be considered a shear, an exclusion. So why do I have to build a window and knock down walls to make it accessible to be considered a shear? Even if those homes are facing the water, without a window to the back of the home that faces the rest of the city, it should be considered a shiur. Zog the Gemara. So what did Rabbi do? Ma'arav lekulam chuz asayis asayis mishum peirat dvei toira because of those ditches. So each one had a separate erev. The chol chad v'chad have a shiur lechavrei, and each row of homes was a shiur, an exclusion for the next block. Va'afagav di boi la'av v'ba'di odi la'motzi ma'arav, even though they're not accessible one to another because of those ditches. So then Abaye said, no, Hoda Omar, Loi Domi, you can't compare the two cases. Hosom by the city of Mechuza, Iboy Laguvi Derech Gagos. Rabbi Ba'avua, he was Ma'arav Mechuza, because Be'etzim, those roads could be, those blocks could be a shear one to another, because they are accessible. If you walk through the rooftops, you walk over those ditches, and you put a plank on between the roofs, then they're accessible. So mele, they're accessible, even though there's a ditch in between them. So mele can be considered an exclusion one to another. Each block, each neighborhood is a shear for one another because they're accessible. Mashenkin over here, but these homes that are facing the lake, the water, they have no back view to the rest of the city without a window. Hani loy ma'arvi. So mele, they're not part of the area of Be'etzim. So hilkach na'avdin kavi. So let me go back to my plan to build a window and knock down walls. Hold on, Omar. Then Abaye said again, no. Kavin amelei boy. I don't have to build a window. Dahu beit tivna. There was a meiser with a hut that had straw in there. Dahavelei lemar bar pupidisa. That was owned by mar pupidisa. Min pupidisa in the city of pupidisa. Veshav yashir lepupidisa. And they used that hut as an exclusion, as a shear for the heir of the city of pupidisa. Now, even though The Beis HaTeven, this hut, was not really part of the era of the city, because after all, you can't make this era including this hut, because it's not necessary for the inhabitants. It's not a Mokam Diur. and yet they use it as a shear. So we see a shear does not have to be something conditional that it could be part of the Erev. So likewise over here, the homes facing the river, the lake, the water, I do not have to build a window to make them conditional to be a shear only if they're part of the Erev, even if they're not part of the Erev. So Mela will not be necessary to open a window. On that, Abaye said, Omar, Hainu de Omar Limar. This is what Rav Yosef, this is what he meant to tell me. Chazid le mitzavchas alebe medusha. Make sure I do it right. I don't want to stop knock down walls and build windows and the next day in the base medush to be whole tumul. Why did he break down walls and build windows? So, Chazi, make sure the le mitzavcha lebe medusha. Do it right and don't do unnecessary construction that's unnecessary. Do it right and you be ma'arv with a shear without doing something that's unnecessary. Now the Ritva has a kashan, other Rishonim have a kashan, the sugya. When we said that these neighborhoods in Mechuzah were done, Me'urev Arsaisa Arsaisa, that means every neighborhood had their own Erev. Now if there was a roof at the end of the day that you can go over those ditches, so why did they make the Erev Arsaisa Arsaisa? They could have made an Erev in the whole city and just be Mishaya one. Why did each neighborhood have to be a separate entity? Zok the Ritva, that the fact that you can get to one another through a roof, that's not sufficient to make it that you can make one Erev. It only helps with the shame shear, meaning it's accessible through the roof, so now it's considered an exclusion. But it's not considered one city just because you have access through the roof. Roof access doesn't make it accessible to be considered one city, but it does make it accessible that it's considered that it's a shame shear on it. So the Chazanish says, and he says, because Be'etzim, the Gagas help that you can, it's accessible, the Indian Shear, but it can be Be'etzim be one Erev because maybe there's a commerce in between them. The fact that you have those ditches, that's like a commerce in between them. But Lamaise, the Chazanish brings that you could be in Shinayin Gimel and Shulchan Aruch state, you could be Ma'arav even if a commerce in between. So the Chazanish says a Metzias Dikavot. The Pshat is the reason why they were Ma'arav Bahadi Adodi is because it wasn't the derech to mishtamish from one to another. They didn't, we're mishtamish one to another derech gagos. So they didn't gain anything by the Erev. It wasn't necessary because they weren't being used. Neighbors one to another were not using access to one another because it was not a comfortable way of going and usage from one neighbor to another. You had to go through the roof. So Memela, they weren't Ma'arav together by Metzias because it wasn't necessary. But is it considered a shear? That's considered a shear because it has access. And Chaznish brings a raya from the Beis Tevin. The Gemara brings right afterwards the Beis Tevin is gufa of a shiur, even though it's not shaykh b'metzias to the Erev. So we see a shame shiur and a shame Erev are not totally one another. It could be a shiur for the city, even though it's not be'etzim part of the Erev. Now the etzim Beis Tevin, the fact that it's a shiur, so we're not going with the shita that you need 50 diyulin to be a shiur. So either it's taka gimel chatzeris, the Beis Tevin had chatzeris in it, so some Rishonim want to say, the mashmoris in Rashi is like that. Rashi says that Aloch is like a pshimen, that you don't need 50 diyulin, is mashma that you do need shalosh chatzeris in Beis Batim. Others want to say that no, we're going now that be'etzim it could be a shame shir even if it doesn't have a shame diyun at all. The etzim fact that it's a base of tevin could also be a shir. We'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara has his amashmois later. Zok the Gemara elim ken osel lachutzla ki'ir chadosha. The only time you can have a shel rabim v'nas shel yochid, you can't be ma'arav the whole thing unless you're meshay, unless you exclude the minimal amount of an ir chadosha. Zok the Gemara, what's Ir Chadosha? Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ir Achas Hoisebe, Yehuda v'Chadosha Shmo. The name of the city in Yehuda was called Chadosha. V'hoi b'chamishim dirum, there were 15 inhabitants. Anoshim, Noshim etaf, they're all included in this shir. Doesn't have to be men, it could be Anoshim, Noshim etaf. U'boyo m'sharen chachomim, and chachomim m'shar with this city to be considered a shir for the rest of the city. V'hi ois ha-shir, and this was the Yehuda, this Ir Chadosh in Yehuda was a shir for the rest of the Ir Gedolah next to it. Zok the Gemara Yibayilu, the following question. Chadosh Mahu. What about the Chadosh itself? Could you make an Erev in Chadosh itself? Now, Chadosh, if you want to make an Erev in Chadosh itself, you can't be Meshayer 50 because the whole Chadosh is 50 inhabitants. So what would be the shir for Chadosh itself? Lo Yitzhi, you want to be Meshayer something for Chadosh? Just like Chadosha is a shear for the neighboring city that's a Gedolah, so if you want to be Meshayer, if you want to make an Erev in Chadosha, then the Ir Gedolah will be the shear for Chadosha. Just like Chadosha is a shear for the neighboring city, the Ir Gdola. So likewise, if you want to make an Erev in the Ir Chadosha, then the shear would be the Ir Gdola next to it. Zok the Gemara, so what's the Shaila B'chalat Avada? That's Poshad. Avada, you can make an Erev in Chadosha, and the shear will be the neighboring city. Zok the Gemara, what the Gemara's kasha was, Elo Ke'en Chadosha Mahu. If you have a city that's not next to a neighboring city, like Chadosha, you have a city that's on its own, that small city of 50 inhabitants, what would be the shear for that city if there's no neighboring city? Now, Rishonim Bavorn, since when do you have to have a shear if it's a small city? You only need a shear by an Ir Shel Rabim. So they say, we're talking about over here, that it wasn't Ir Shel Rabim and not Shel Yochid. So then you need a shear. Is once upon a time was 600,000 inhabitants. And now there was a mass exodus. There's only 50 left. Now you want to have to make a shear in this ear with like Chadosha, which only have 50 because it once upon a time was an Ir Shel Rabim. And this shear now, who is going to be the shear for that? It can't be the city itself because the whole city is 50. So what's the shear for that? Zok the Gemara, Elo ke'ein chadosha, what would the din be over here? Mahu, what would the shear be? And that the Gemara says, emachloikes amagoyim, Ravuna v'Rav Yehuda, chad omal, boy yishir, it needs a shear, and the shear would taka have to be someone, one of the inhabitants of this ir chadosha, and taka not all 50, a minimal amount. The chadom aloy boy shear. Itaka doesn't need a shear. Since it's a minimal shear, it's city, it's only a shear like Chadosha, 50 inhabitants, Itaka does not need a shear. And the Rosh explains the Tutzdodim that yes, Ein Chanami Ir Shel Rabim V'Nas Shel Yochid needs a shear. But that's by regular Ir Shel Rabim V'Nas Shel Yochid. But an Ir Shel Rabim that got so diminished that it only 50 inhabitants left, that type of Ismato Atkere Kach that it's only Ke'en Ir Chadosha does not need a shear. And the Taka doesn't need a shear because it's such a small amount left, even though it's really an Ir Shel Rabim V'Nas Shel Yochid. And other tzaddis know, at the end of the day, it's an Ir Shel Rabim of Shishin Riboy, even though it's only 50 left, it needs a shear. Zok, the last Gemara told the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oymer Sholosh Chatzeres, that you have two batim into each chotzer, that's called a shear, you don't need to have 50 homes. Zok, the Gemara, Om Rav Chom Bagui, Om Rav, Haloch Reb Shimon. The Haloch is, the shear is sufficient if it's three chatzeres, each one two homes. Reb Yitzchak Omer, Afilu Bayis Echot V'chotzer Achas. You don't even have to have three chatzeres with two batim. Even one bayis and one chotzer. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara's hamini right now is that one home is enough, or one chotzer is enough without a base dira, just a chotzer. In fact, the Gemara chotzer achas akadaitoch. One chotzer. What about a mokum dira? Zok the Gemara. No, ela ema bayis echot bichotzer achas. It's one bayis in a chotzer. Zok the Gemara. Omalei abay le Rav Yosef. Hod Rav Yitzchok. That which he's telling me that it's enough to be mishayer even a chotzer achas, the bayis echad b'chotzer achas, gemara or svara? Is this a kabbalah gemara that you have, or are you saying this your own svara on your own accord? Oh, malei, my nafkach mina. What's the nafkach mina if it's a gemara a kabbalah that I have, or if it's a svara that I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're paskening that like a pshimen, you have to have gimel chatzeres and two batim coming out of each chotzer. So my Rav Kamina, what my din was, if I said in me gemara or misvara. Omalei, so he told him back, gemara, gemara is more to tehei, meaning, do you want me to learn the gemara as if it's a sing-song? Meaning, I want to understand, what's the pshat in this Rabbi Yitzchak's din? Even if the halacha is not like him. It's not a sing-song gemara. The halacha might not be like him, but I want to understand, is this a gemara, a kabbalah, or is this a svara? What is this? Not a sing-song? What's Taka the Pshat? But Kaponim, we see over here Taka the Shita, like we had before, Beis HaTeven. It doesn't even need Gimel Chatzeres and Shtei Batim. It could even be Bayis Echod B'chotzer Achas. There's a tzad even of Chotzer Achas without a Mokim Dira. That was Taka the Halacha we pass, and even in Beis HaTeven could be a Shir. Kaponim, this the din of Shiurin, and the minimal amount is at least the Bayis Echod B'chotzer Achas. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Aleph.